Speak, Lord, and we will listen. Speak, Lord, and we will follow your instructions. And all of God's wonderful people said, amen. If you would, open your Bible to the book of Joshua chapter 1. We're going to continue and complete our teaching. We've been on God's way to prosper. Say, God's way to prosper. Now, again, just to always be clear and reinforce that this is not just about money or things and stuff. It's about every aspect and area of your life. There should be improvement, should be progress, should be increase. And it's God's way. That's what our name Zoe means. It means the God kind of life. What we see oftentimes in the world, things die and things get destroyed. But it wasn't that way in the beginning when God created it. The flowers keep growing. Animals keep growing. Are you following me? They keep having more and more for generations. It's about increase. Say increase. And it's part of our life, but also we should show fruit. It should be enjoyable. It should be an example for others. In fact, the Bible tells us that you're profiting. That's the word used in the Bible, King James in particular, that your profiting may appear unto all. Yes. Folk are to look at our lives and say, you know what? I want to be like you. Not Mike, but you. In other words, I see your marriage progressing. How can I learn from you? I see your business. I see your life. I see a number of areas of your life that's what we're talking about, profit. Say profit or prosperity and doing it God's way. There's my way, your way, government's way, America way, then there's God's way. Amen. I want to do it God's way myself. So here in Joshua chapter 1, verse 8, this book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate therein day and night. Now, he's not talking about stop sin. He's talking about sin on a regular basis. But notice what he says here. Meditate day and night. Now, don't think it needs to be such a ritual or mechanical approach. You can do that if you want. Just begin to think deeply. My wife and I had a little getaway before we came this morning. We got here early, and we're driving in. She listened to the music for a new song they sung today. And so she's rehearsing the song. She made a statement. She says, I'm learning the song by just going over and over and over and again. Exposure. It wasn't hard for her. You know, she has an app she's looking at and learning the songs, but just exposure to it, looking at it, the songs. She's an alto, so she's looking at the alto section on the phone and harmony with her. I'm watching that. That's what you do with the Word of God. Amen. Just make it part of what you do. Maybe you're driving. Maybe you take a break at coffee, lunch, walking your dog, talking about the Word, listening to it. Are you following me? Going deeper, thinking about what it's saying to you. Not because I'm going to read scriptures today. No, it's beyond that. What is it saying to you? Say to me. And then he says, and you shall observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then you shall make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. Say good success. You know, there's bad success too, by the way. You know, you can have all the stuff, and then your wife can't live with you, or your husband can't live with you. Your kids hate your guts. That's not good. That's not good success. That's bad success. It has all the trappings. So we're talking about prospering God's way. Say God's way. God's way. And today you're going to have some insight on how to do that more clearly. And it was just powerful in the first service. I'm sure even those you're watching online, you'll be blessed by what we're going to share with you today. The last part of that verse says, and then you shall have good success. And the word success, when it talks about that in the Greek, many translations refer to it as dealing wisely in the affairs of life. In other words, making decisions that turn out good for you, turn out well for you. That's what God really means. Success is good decision-making in your life, choices you make. Amen. And it's based on the scripture. That's why understanding scripture better helps you get better appreciation as to, okay, should I connect with this person or not? The Bible says don't be unequally yoked with an unbeliever. So you may do stuff, but don't be unequally yoked. In other words, you got the upper hand on it. You own most of the stock. Are you following? See, don't be unequally yoked to a young unbeliever. Those are scriptures that you can use to help make better decisions. Like a soft answer turns away wrath. Maybe a little confident. Just go kind of calm down. Just shut up. Right. Don't say nothing else right now. As opposed to, no, they can't talk to me that way. And you get yourself in trouble because you don't understand the biblical principle of a soft answer. It's all in scripture, turns away wrath. And that's a wise decision. Say wise decision. Because you live longer. In fact, the Bible says when a man's ways pleases the Lord, he make even his enemies be at peace with him. So folk who may not like you, may not get along with you, that could be family, husband and wife, or children. Are you following me? Some of us may need to look at how to redeem relationship with our children, our adult children, our teenage children. God got wisdom for you. It's in the Word. Say it's in the Word.
It's in the Word.
Well, I called him, and the way they talked to me, I can't be disrespected that way. It's in the Word, I said. It's in the Word. God has a way of doing things, and it's not our way. If you want to prosper and have restoration, because things happen in our lives, but so you think of believe God to restore, God has a way of doing it. He says, blessed is the peacemaker. Yeah. You have to learn, we're learning how to do it God's way, and that's why going deep uproots those old way of doing things. Because we all got a way. See, I mentioned earlier, I got my way, mama's way, and daddy's way, and your way. Let's do it God's way. Say God's way.
God's way.
We'll prosper better. And we'll see fruit. And people say, how did you do that? It's back to the Word. Look at another passage here in Proverbs chapter 4, beginning verse 20. It's all talking about the Word again, another perspective about the Word. It says, my son, that means my daughter too. My son, attend to my words. Notice the words. These are the words of God. Incline, in other words, pay attention to my words. Incline thine ear unto my sayings. Really listen up. Give it your undivided attention. He's really getting to it deeply. Say deeply.
Deeply.
You know, you can, you know, maybe have people around you, but it'd be nice to have some private time, just you and the Lord, and go deeper with the Word of God. Let God speak to you. Now, many of us that are here and part of our church ministry, you read the Bible, you're good. But I want to challenge you to go deeper. Go further and deeper. Say further and deeper.
Further and deeper.
Verse 21, it says, let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart. Well, if we keep it in our heart and we keep it in there and add more to it, it's going to start bubbling up out of our mouth.
Right.
And that's what it says in Matthew 12. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So it's not mechanical.
Amen.
Okay, I got to say the word today. No, just get a bunch in your heart. It come out automatically. Say automatically.
Automatically.
You're going to talk consistent with Scripture. You'll speak love rather than hate.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
See, it comes out automatically when you begin to embrace it and go deeper. Say go deeper.
Go deeper.
And then in verse 22, it says, for they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. Say life.
Life.
Now, he didn't put any boundaries on that. It's life. I mean your whole life.
Yes.
All your life.
That's it.
Every part of your life.
Amen.
It's life. The Word of God is life to your life.
Yes.
To those that find it.
Hallelujah.
Which implies you have to be looking for it.
Yes.
Even when you read, it's not because we ask you to read and you think you should be a good Christian to read, but you're looking for wisdom. God, speak to me today. Show me something, Lord, that I've even deepened what I may think I know already. I read this verse before, but open my eyes. This is how I pray. I ask the Lord to open my eyes, Lord.
Yes.
Open my eyes, Lord. Show me what your will for my life in these areas of Scripture. And you'd be surprised when God began to open up for you.
Yes.
They can apply for your life. By the way, it really isn't just about what we get from these insights. It's what we also share and teach others also. We get more of that detail later. Dr. Josh was sharing about that, how you get to a place where you teach others also. If it's all about us, then you fall short. Say fall short.
Fall short.
Start with our children, our biological and spiritual children, but also other people as well that you can encourage and support them and bless them.
Amen.
And then in verse 22, and they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. Say all their flesh. Now, when you look at, again, the King James, it has a little margin, a number to the margin that says medicine to your flesh, what it means in the Hebrew, which the New Old Testament was written in the Hebrew language. Medicine. I recall my wife, we took care of her mom before she passed at 100 years old, by the way. Amen.
Amen.
All her teeth, eh?
Amen.
Yeah, all her beautiful long hair. Yeah, all that. Got a little sassy every now and then. She want to eat certain food and medicine want to help her eat healthier. I want this. Leave her alone. She's 99 years old. Okay. It's working. Don't mess with it. Give her what she wants. Okay. But her mom would quote whole chapters of the of scripture.
Amen.
It's powerful. We got her on video. Just, and I recall when I was dating my wife, I'll go by the house, and you know, and her mom sitting in the chair, and she sometimes she'd be asleep or she'd be there awake, but it's in her lap, open. She'd been reading the Bible all day.
Amen.
9 times out of 10, you walk in the house, she's in her favorite chair with the Bible open. She'll talk to you. She'll wake up if she's already awake, and she'll talk to you, but when nobody's there, she's reading the Word, reading the Word.
It
say life.
Life.
You know, there's a study, I've heard it before, but it was also quoted again this past week on the radio, how people who go to church regularly, say regularly.
Regularly.
Just go on the church, they're hearing the preaching of the Word of God, they don't say that piece, but if go on the church regularly, they live longer and they're more healthier.
Amen.
Just by attending church. Why is that? It's the Word.
Amen.
It's the Word. It's life. Say life. Just by getting into you. Now, how does that work? I don't know. I don't know how planes fly either. But I get on one, though, when I need to go someplace. Come on, don't even go there. He said his life. I'm taking life in me. By the way, you don't know how that vitamin E and that medicine works in you, too. But you take it, right? That vitamin C and vitamin B. You take it, right? You're not trying to argue with the doctor. How does this work, doc? No, take it 2 times a day. Okay, by faith you do that. How much more with the Word of God? It's life. Say life.
Life. Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
So we're talking about the Word, the foundation. And we need to be able to see the value in it. But God talks about His own Word. He said, there's something in here for you. Yeah. Then verse 23. Keep thy heart with all diligence. For out of it are the issues of life. Work at this. Now, this is interesting because he's talking about keeping an attention and getting in your heart. Then he says, keep your heart because sometimes other stuff gets into our heart. Be aware of what's in your heart. And sometimes we need to check ourselves. I check myself. You know, I say something, I say, well, I shouldn't have said that. Well, guess what? It's in my heart. So I need to ask God to help me in that area and deal with that with that person and speak a little differently or what have you, because where I responded was, I realized that really wasn't the best way. Are you following me? Mm-hmm. Wasn't one as nice or as patient, what have you. And I realized, it's my heart. Say, it's my heart.
It's my heart.
And God says, you need to handle your own heart. See, God, we can ask God to change our heart, but we gotta be willing to change our thinking.
Yes.
That's where the Word comes in.
Yes.
And it goes into our heart with the Word of God, and we all of a sudden we get healed of the stuff that hurt us, disappointed us, things like that. Amen? Because out of it flow the issues of life. Issues. Okay. We don't want these issues that be negative. We want the positive issues of life.
Amen.
So keeping God's word in your heart brings forth life and healing. Say life and healing.
Life and healing.
Spirit, soul, body, and everything else in your life. Everything ought to be looking good. Now, you know, we're all a work in progress, so, you know, we're working on things, and maybe this is better further along than the other one, but somehow they're making progress. And we're going to get to the scripture in a moment, how you can do that very practically. Because we should not be out of line or be so, one area is really, really doing good, another area we're not doing good at all. For example, talk about legacy. We work with a lot of missionaries. And over the years, we talked to some of them about having their own life insurance for them and their family. I had one person say, well, I don't need to do that. When I'm dying, you know, I'm going to heaven. It ain't about you. What about your wife and kids, man? They got to fend for themselves because you didn't think about legacy properly. You're a good preacher, good minister, but you don't take care of your family when you're gone. Or oftentimes, because sometimes boards don't take care of their ministers, their pastors, they die in poverty. Well, pastor, you know, you ought to take the vow of poverty. That's not in the Bible. So you know what happens? Then the kids hate God. My dad and mom served the Lord all their lives. Now in their older age, they got to ask for help and all that kind of stuff. That's not the vision. It's not the vision. So people may be good preachers and don't handle their health, or be good preachers don't handle their wealth. We should have it all. Say, have it all.
Yeah.
Or they have the money, but don't have the honey.
Okay.
Or the honey's not dripping. Okay, I'll leave that alone. Honey's not dripping, okay? because you can't relate. That's not good. So work on every area. Prosper in every area. Say every area.
Every area.
That's the plan. Come on. That's the plan. That's the vision. That's prospering God's way. You want all of your cylinders running all well. You want all the wheels, you know, got air in it. You don't have two that are flat. You don't want that. But life can be that way if you don't learn that God wants every area. Say every area.
Every area.
And the word addresses every area of our lives. Every area. Say every area.
Every area.
Look at 2 Timothy chapter 3, please. 2 Timothy 3. I'm glad you came today. God has, he's ministering to us, encouraging us. To me, I've been excited studying and preparing this because it's been ministering to me. So I can make some, tighten some things up, be some mid-course corrections and get better understanding and insight because I want to make sure that every area of my life continues to thrive in my life.
Amen.
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 Here in 2 Timothy 3, verse 16, all scripture is given by inspiration of God. Oh, you mean man to write the Bible? Yeah, I told you that.
Amen.
God inspired, God breathed.
Yes. Yes.
Given by inspiration of God, by holy men. Holy men, scripture tells us. As they were moved by the Holy Spirit. See, man just set the type. God's the author of the Bible.
That's right.
All scripture. Say all scripture.
All scripture.
That's another thing. Sometimes you want to pick and choose. Well, I believe God, I believe this, but I'm not sure about that. He said all of it is profitable for you.
Right.
Say all of it.
All of it.
Even things you can learn from. Maybe a certain thing happened in the Bible that was bad for that person, but learn from how did they get there?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That's profitable. Learn the lesson from them as opposed to you kind of repeat the same situation.
Amen.
Say profitable.
Profitable.
Yeah, you can learn what not to do, keep and prosper.
Amen.
I'm going to side over here.
Good word.
So you can learn what not to do and you can prosper. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's not just what to do, what not to do. You can prosper. And it's in the Bible. What not to do. How not to relate. Yeah. It's been there for thousands of years, y'all. Ready for us. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable. They got profit in the Bible. Yeah. It's not some gimmick. God wants you to show profit in your life.
Amen.
Beyond money and stuff, just relational.
Amen.
Peace.
Amen.
Oh, God. Peace that passes all understanding.
Amen.
You're going through stuff in ways and situations. People come to you. I can't believe you're going through all that, how happy and peaceful you are. I don't understand either. I got peace. I don't even understand, but I receive it, though.
That's right. That's right.
It's out of the Word. Say out of the Word. Because God, you learn to keep your mind upon Him. Scripture I'm quoting you now. He'll keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on Him. Not on praise the Lord on Sunday and then Monday through Saturday, it's on troubles of the world. You won't stay in peace. Keep your mind. Say, keep your mind. At work. On the way to work. At home. At play. At the gym. Walking the dog. Keep your mind on it. And how will it happen? Because you're already put it deep enough in your heart, it's starting forming your thinking already. It's natural. Say natural.
It's natural.
If you don't have enough in there, it won't be natural.
Right.
And then you try to do it, it's very mechanical. Then you feel like it's hard. Then you say, oh, I can't do all that Zoe stuff. No, it's called Zoe. It's profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. It's instruction. Say instruction.
Instruction.
And correction.
Correct.
Look at verse 17. That the man or woman of God may be complete. I love it. Say complete.
Complete.
I'm going to say that. Okay. Be complete. Thoroughly equipped. Say thoroughly equipped.
Thoroughly equipped.
For some good works.
Every
huh?
Every
one of them. Is raising a family a good work? Is living together as a married couple, is that a good work?
Yes.
Is prospering in your job, is that a good work?
Yes.
Helping the poor, is that a good work?
Yes.
Raising your children, is that a good work?
Yes.
Every good work. is profitable for that.
Amen.
Yeah. Every good work. By the way, you should not be doing anything that's not a good work. You got a job you hate? You probably find one you can love. Because you want to prosper in every good work. Then he says that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly furnished unto every good work. Now, our lives are incomplete. Say incomplete.
Incomplete.
And ill-equipped for good success without having God's word deep in our hearts. Read that out loud with me, please. Our lives are incomplete and ill-equipped for good success without having God's word deep in our hearts. Say it again, please. So when we ask you to, you know, maybe come to Bible study or come to service, I haven't seen you in a while, it's not just we're trying to get people in the seats. It's all about encouraging you. And then and we talk about encouraging you about reading the Bible on your own. We're not trying to do a check on you. Have you read the Bible today, this week? No, we're not doing that. Just remind you. Because we know that we all have habits. And life is very active. And we're multitasking with families and children and jobs and stuff and all kinds of things. I get it. But somehow putting the word as a priority in our life and make it more naturally, easily in our lives and going deeper. If you just had one verse for the whole week, for the whole month, that'd be okay. God would not be mad at you. Let's go deep and deeper in that. Yes. One word can change your life.
Amen.
One word. Yes. And the better you understand it, the more change that takes place in your life.
Amen.
Look at Mark chapter 4. Now, this is the account. I'm not going to read the whole chapter or the whole section. I want you to read it on your own. It's about the parable of the sower. And it came after Jesus saw this major multitude of people came to hear him preach. So many multitudes used as a way to say, I can't count them all, so many. And they came to hear Jesus preach, and it was so many, he got asked to get in the boat, and he preached from the boat. He talked about the parable of the sower to them. Then afterward, they went away, and his disciples came with him to find out, you know, trying to understand, why are you talking to them in parables? And they begin to inquire about the parable. And he responds to them. And what he says, which I won't, it's not in my notes here, but I'll just share it to you. It's in chapter 4, I believe it's the 11th verse of Mark. And he says, you don't understand this parable? He says this. It's not given to them, the wisdom and the secrets of the kingdom is given to you. It's given to you. The secrets of the kingdom. Say, secrets of the kingdom.
Secrets of the kingdom.
Oh, God. What he's about to say, and I'm going to share with you, is the key to life because it's the key to the kingdom of God.
Amen.
Been in the Bible all these years. And he told the disciples, it's not given to people who don't follow me. They're here for the fishes and the loaves. But those who are seriously considering me, it's for them. These are the keys of the kingdom. Say, keys of the kingdom.
Keys of the kingdom.
And then he says, talks about it further in verse 13. And he said to them, his disciples, do you not understand this parable? He expected them to get it, but they didn't. How then would you understand all the parables? Say, all the parables.
All the parables.
Wow. Wow. He says, this key, if you don't understand this one, this teaching, you won't understand anything I said to you. And this is why sometimes Christians have disconnect. They don't understand this piece. The next verse makes it a little more clear. The sower sows the what?
Word.
The sower sows the what?
Word.
The sower sows the what?
Word.
Yeah. In short, that's what it is. You sow the word in your life.
Amen.
In every area of life. You speak life over your life. You speak the word of God over your life. It's sowing. Say sowing. And sowing, you know, because most of us haven't grew up in a farm or an agrarian culture, so we're city people. And to us, you know, okay, I hear you, but, you know. But see, a farmer wants to grow more potatoes, he plants potatoes. More oranges, he plants oranges, orange seed. Apples, apple seed. We understand that. But that needs to happen in our life. You want the life of God to flourish in your life? Plant the word of God that is the life of God in your life.
Amen.
You see, it's not, that's why you got to really look at St. John chapter 1, verse. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God. Yeah, he says it's God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us in verse 14. When you hear the word and plant the word, you're planting God deeper in your life.
Yes. Amen.
By his Holy Spirit.
Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Now, it may be a little difficult, but he's saying he is the word and the word has written and it became flesh, Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
And we see Christ, he's now in you. You got everything you need in you.
Amen.
But when you plant the word, the scriptures, you're giving a direction.
Yes.
Yeah. You're giving a direction in your life. Like a doctor has certain medication for certain ailments. Give it your body specific address in certain areas. You sow the word. Say sow the word.
Sow the word.
Yeah. And it's not understanding that life is done by sowing. Now we do it. See, ideas are seeds. When you share it and act upon it, you're sowing. In fact, Nehemiah, we started Nehemiah 4 years ago. This is an idea. God put in my heart, working with a lot of former foster youth in our church, and I want to do a better job as a pastor in an urban community overall, what's happening in the city, and I landed on this. It was a seed. I didn't grow up in foster care, didn't know nothing about it, but it was a seed. And I began to plant the seed. When you eat properly in your life, even bad, not good, and you eat bad food, that's a seed too.
Amen.
And the Bible says you reap what you sow, but the sower sows the what?
Word.
Now it goes on further, which I won't take time to talk about. I want you to read on your own. It's also in chapter 13 of Matthew, but also looking at Mark chapter 4. He gives an example of four types of ground that that sower sowed the word in. And only three of the four bore fruit. And that frustrated me as a Christian. I said, God, I'm preaching the word. I'm doing what you told me to do. And some people, you know, they're not prospering, not showing fruit. And, you know, I don't understand, God. I'm doing my best. Until I got to this. Some people are not good ground. They're not presenting themselves as good ground. One ground, he describes as, it's on the wayside, not committal. I'm on the side. Okay, all right. Do I have no money, Pastor? Or don't get me involved. You know, people that kind of after service run out real quick, don't know nobody. They don't want nobody. I want nobody in my business. Or they can put their address in a post office box. Yeah, we got a few of those too. I'm gonna look your way, okay? Now, they may have good reason for that. I'm not knocking it, but you know, I'm always kind of curious. Why? You've been here for 10 years and we don't know where you live? Nobody knows where you live? Just saying. So on the wayside, say on the wayside. Another type of ground, it was stony ground, you know, rocks, not enough earth, so it doesn't bear fruit. Another one in the weeds. Then the fourth one that bore fruit. And it also planted the word. It bore fruit. Some 30-fold, some 60, some 100-fold. So verse 13. And he said, Do you not understand this parable? How then will you understand all the parables? The sower sows the word. Say the sower sows the word.
The sower sows the word.
So Jesus is saying, understanding the parable of the sower is the key to all parables. Key to bearing fruit. Say bearing fruit.
Bearing
with God's word. It is about sowing into your heart and understanding. Wow. I'm going to talk further about understanding in a moment. Now look at Mark chapter 4, verse 20. Jump down. But these are the ones sown in good ground, those who hear the word. Say, hear the word.
Hear the word.
And accept it. Say, accept it.
Accept it.
Now, this is how it reads in Mark chapter 4. But in Matthew chapter 13, it reads a little differently. It's in verse 23. It says, he understandeth it. So he accepted it. In Mark, same thing. He doesn't really mean He accepted it, when I embraced it, I got this now. I understand it now. Are you following me? Understanding is key. Say key.
Key.
So he preached a good sermon, good word. What did he say? Oh, I forgot what he said already. I don't understand. It went over my head. Well, I understand that may happen on a sermon. Go deeper on your own. The Bible says in Acts, it says, they were more noble than those in Thessalonica. This group over here. For they searched the scriptures daily to see if those things they heard the preacher say were so. You want to be noble. You want to be responsible. Don't just take my word for it. Search the word of God for yourself. And see that what Bishop said, Dr. Josh said, is what? So.
Amen.
When you see it so and dig deep, oh, I got it now. I got it. Say, I got it. So in good ground, those that bear fruit, accept it and bear fruit. Say bear fruit.
Bear fruit.
Now the other three grounds bore no fruit. And yet, this is powerful. It was the word of God. And Matthew says it went into their heart. The word of God went into their heart, but did not bear fruit. That happens to Christians all the time, unfortunately. Don't let it happen to us.
Amen.
Amen.
Some
30-fold, some 60, some 100. So for years I would read that. Again, as I went deeper, over some years I began to get some better understanding because I kind of like, okay, I don't really understand this 30, 60, 100-fold stuff. I believe it's the Bible, but I don't understand it. So I had to go deeper and let God minister to me and unfold it because I just didn't get it. And finally, one day, it was so clear. See, the better and deeper your understanding, the more fruit you produce. Yeah. I'll say it again. The ones that bore fruit at 30-fold had little understanding. Had some, but kind of little understanding. 60-fold, oh, they got a little more understanding. 100-fold, they got a lot of understanding. Like relationships. Those that have poor understanding don't get along with people too well. And that's a pattern for them. Those that have good relationships and maintain them and thrive, they have better understanding. So it's not a put down. I'm giving out an example or any example. It's like you can deepen your understanding in these areas with the word. Say with the word.
With the word.
You got to think about it more deeply. What is it saying to me? The Bible is so practical in every area of life.
Amen.
You know, I was studying for, I think it was a men's conference some years ago, and I was reading in Proverbs about, you know, these simple brothers. Simpleton. You know, a woman has her husband go out for 3 weeks, and she's out, or this lady who's not kind of, she's a woman of the light kind of thing, and she's looking cute and out there, and she says, come on, let me talk to you. I got incense by my bed and all that. It's in the Bible, by the way. It's all colorful in the Bible, all right? And the Bible calls him simple. Not knowing that this path is going to lead to a dart in his heart.
Well.
Simple, say simple.
Simple.
Because he lacks understanding.
Yeah.
It looks attractive on the surface, but he lacks what? Understanding. You're going to get this today. Talking about prospering in your life. Or I can do it secretly, and then maybe nobody will know, and then all of a sudden it comes out. What's done in the secret comes out in the light. It's always that way. Maybe after you're dead, it still comes out embarrassing your kids. You don't need to have two lives, a church life and a private life.
Amen.
That's the way of the world, and you get bit by doing that.
Amen.
Be a person that's open, nothing to hide.
That's right.
Amen.
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 And trust God to have you back. Trust God, and like it says in his word, he has your back. He'll take care of you.
Right.
He'll protect you and deliver you. Amen?
Amen?
All right. A couple more minutes and we'll be finished. It's all right?
All right.
Now, once we understand the word that we sown in our heart, automatically, say automatically,
automatically,
we act upon it and bear fruit. Now, in Proverbs 2, verse 6, it says, for the Lord giveth wisdom. I love it, I love it, I love it. For the Lord giveth wisdom out of his mouth. Say, out of his mouth.
Out of his mouth.
Cometh knowledge and understanding. Oh, understanding, I bear fruit. But notice, God, the Lord gives wisdom. Now, at the end of the day, when we talk about wisely, deal wisely in the affairs of life, it's about making decisions. The Lord gives wisdom. My daughter, Naomi, was here at the first service. Her middle name Naomi is Sophia. It's a Greek word out of the Bible. It means insight into the true nature of things. Insight into the true nature of things. So as you begin to let God's word go deep, the word that comes out of God's mouth, put in print for us to study and read, you gain insight into what's really going on. With the help of the Holy Spirit, you will discern things. And the word of God will confirm it. Yeah, that's there. And you'll make better decisions. And your life will show fruit for that. See, a lot of times, why some people prosper better than others, they're not smarter. They have less setbacks in their life. Okay, I'm going to the side over here. It's not that they were so smart. They may have been an average Joe, an average Sue, but they have very few setbacks in their life. When you go 4 or 5 years, and setback number one, setback number two, setback number three. Setback. Are you following me? Now, somebody else you may be smarter than them, but you got some wisdom to avoid the landmines in life following God's way, and you have fewer setbacks in life. See, the wisdom has value, has benefit, helps you stay out of trouble. Bad financial setbacks, relationship setbacks. God has insight into all that. Say all that. So, for the Lord gives wisdom, out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. Oh, God. So, wisdom, final verse. Wisdom is the principal thing in Proverbs 4:7. Therefore, get wisdom. Say, get wisdom. Say, get wisdom. You have to go get it. So you can't be a passive receiver. God, this is huge. Now, you can if you want to. But to be what God has for you, you got to want it and be all in. Like that lady, brother, wants you to be all in with her. The quality woman, either if you guys want to have two on the side, make up your mind and be all in or talk to the hand. God wants to be all in. Say all in. So wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. Say, get wisdom.
Get wisdom.
And with all you're getting, get understanding.
Amen.
Oftentimes, wisdom is referred to in the female gender in Scripture. And that it says, one scrap pastor says, her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all of her paths are peace. You don't make any kind of decision in your life, my friend, especially a big one, when you're upset. Come on. You got to follow the peace. Peace. Have a peaceful. Maybe it's a job you thought you want, and this company, it has all the descriptions. The money's good, but something about, don't take that. They want to give you an offer. You turn it down. And I don't get it, God. 2 days later, a better offer comes in. And you got a peace about that.
Yeah.
Wisdom is peace.
Yes.
It's peace.
That's right.
It's peace. And think about the time we messed up in our lives, made mistakes, made bad judgments. We didn't follow the what? The peace.
The peace.
The peace. I made my share of mistakes, okay? Not following the what? The peace. You can make a lot of money, but I didn't follow the peace. Or the biblical pattern. My wife said, I don't want to do that. I don't know why we're going to do that. I got the MBA. You don't have no MBA. Listen to me, sister. And we lost money. And I violated a principle of the word of God. Can two walk together unless they be agreed? We're married, we got to be in agreement. I can't be dragging her and have it. That's not agreement. She just go along for the ride. You want agreement and God involved? You got to work it out and get an understanding and get on the same page so she can come with you. So I thought agreement was just her saying yes. So until it didn't work out, I never wanted to do that. What? That was your thing. That wasn't agreement. That's her just supporting my idea. You, now come on, you're going to get this. Wisdom is the principal thing. We need it in every area of our life. But with all that getting, get understanding. How it works and why it works, that requires digging deeper. Every head bowed, every eye closed. Every head bowed, every eye closed, please. And so, while every head bowed and every eye closed, believers are praying softly. Are you listening to me? God is drawing us all, no matter who you are, where you are in your life, spiritually or otherwise. God wants to take you further and deeper. Say further and deeper.